And whether you believe this or not, this is for real. We have Emmett Rhodes on the telephone in Los Angeles. Emmett? You're coming out of a speaker. Can you hear what I'm saying now?
Oh, right.
Okay. Where do we start?
I don't know. Where do you want to start?
I don't know. Who are you?
I'm Emmett Rhodes.
You're Emmett Rhodes. Where are you right now?
I'm in Dunhill office.
In the Dunhill office in Los Angeles.
A bunch of noise.
How long did it take you to do your album?
It took me about 9 months. I did it in my garage.
Really?
Garage.
Where do you live?
I live in Hawthorne. It's about 3 miles from L.A. International.
You were with a group called the Merry-Go-Round one time, right?
Right, I was the lead singer.
How long ago was that?
Well, it must be about 2 years ago now.
The big question that I guess is on everybody's mind, it's on my mind, did you make the album with any intention of sounding like the Beatles, or,
I just wanted to sound as good as I possibly could, and that's the way it came out.
Has anybody out of Los Angeles ever come up with the idea that it's a long-lost Beatle album?
No, not really.
What are the stories? There's a lot of record stores around here, the people who work in the record stores say that there are clues on the album to the Beatles, to McCartney and the Beatles and things.
No, none at all. None whatsoever.
Just a wild, wild album cover.
Exactly.
You played all the instruments. How many overdubs did you make of this?
I played all together like 7 or 8 instruments on each track. Sung the vocals, did the background.
And it took you 9 months?
9 months. It took me quite a while because I bought a machine and did it in my garage.
What is this thing you're sitting at in the center of the album?
That's my studio. It's about 10 by 20, but it should make it look much bigger.
How long have you been singing completely?
Oh, must have been like 5 years now. Maybe a little longer.
You got a dynamite album, and I'm serious when I say this, not because you're on the telephone. It's like the business to me has been kind of like, a lot of things have been sounding alike, and it hasn't been really much excitement. But I really got excited when I heard your album.
Thank you. That's
and I think the album is going to be top 10, whether anybody thinks you're the Beatles or whatever it is. The album is basically one of the most fantastic things I've ever heard.
Thanks, Vicky.
You're going to be in Washington next week, right?
Yes.
Beautiful. We're going to have you out here at the station.
Great.
And, we'll have you do the television show while you're here.
I decided I'd look forward to meeting you.
How many instruments do you play?
I play drums, bass, rhythm guitar, lead guitar, piano, organ, tambourine, and maracas.
What do you do when you do a personal appearance?
I have a group that backs me up.
Who's there? Anybody that we would know in the group?
I doubt it. It's friends of mine.
How is the album doing all over the country? I know it's like the hottest selling album in Washington.
It's doing very well. I really can't say.
This is your first album for Dunhill, right?
What?
This is your first album for Dunhill?
My first album for Dunhill, yes.
You were on how many record labels before this?
I was on A&M.
Just one label?
Mm-hmm. I've done 2 albums. I did one with the merry-go-round and one by myself on A&M, which hasn't been reviewed yet.
I'm sure it'll come out now. What is the significance of this window in the front here with the hinge on it that you're looking out of with all the glass busted in?
None whatsoever. I wanted to call the album Home Cooking because I did it in my garage, like I said before. But it didn't come off. And so the photographer, though, took the pictures in a burnt-down house. Thought it was appropriate.
And what about the... I don't even want to get into it, all of that. It's kind of ridiculous. But you really sound amazingly... the tracks, I mean, a lot of people swore that you were McCartney or that you were Lennon or something. Which I consider, you know, dynamite out of sight.
What compliment, yeah.
How do you consider the fact that you sound like them, even in some of the old merry-go-round records?
I don't know. I guess because they're the biggest influence on my music, I would imagine.
Melody Maker, a British newspaper, has also said that you've given Paul McCartney guitar lessons. Is that true?
No.
That's a Melody Maker from England.
Hmm.
So, that's also another little thing that everybody thought that you had something to do with the Beatles. Like some of the titles, like Live Till You Die.
Right.
Which they thought had some reference to McCartney or something also.
No.
What about on the back of the album? And what is laying there in that room? It's not a body, is it?
No, it's a piano. Burnt down piano.
Really? How about, there's one spot here. Where's the thing with the guy? I don't have the album with all the clues supposedly on it, but there's one part here where the flowers or the willows or something that you have in here. See the flowers in the back of the what is the thing? It's
probably a tree. I don't have a copy of the album either, so I so I can't say.
But it's, that looks like the same thing that's on the Beatles album.
I didn't know.
On Abbey Road. That's the same type of a tree or something or other. I don't know. That's wild. What do you think about all this?
I think it's great. I worked hard on the album, and I tried to do something as good as I possibly could. I tried to make each track as strong as I possibly could, and I'm fairly pleased with it.
Which track do you like best, Fresh as a Daisy?
No, I like Long Time No See.
Fresh as a Daisy seems to be getting the most...
Thank you, I like it all. I like it too. I do.
No, hey, Long Time No See is beautiful too. It's just, I'm just saying that the Fresh...
personal. That's why I like it the most, probably.
Yeah, that's another thing I want to get to. What do some of these songs have reference to? For you?
I don't know. It'd be awful hard to explain over the phone.
Alright, I'm going to cut you loose then. I look forward to seeing you. You'll be at the station next week, and you're going to do the tube show, and we'll try to get you to... I know you're not bringing the group with you when you come.
No.
But we're going to try to get you to come to the thing we're having at the Northern Virginia Community College next week. Maybe we can work that out.
Okay.
Let's play something else out of your album. I really appreciate talking to you, Evan, and I really look forward to meeting you, because, like I said, you've caused some excitement in a business that's kind of like been stagnating for a while.
All right, thank you.
Emmett Rhodes. Let's go back to his album.